Good night, radio listeners. I'm Apostle Janice James of Shama Outreach Movement. Shama Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants you to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. This series of our Reaching Out program, which really aims to reach out to believers in particular, and the backslider, just to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God. And our hope is that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. And so again, we truly appreciate you taking the time to join us. In our last session, we focused on how to navigate and overcome disappointment or unmet expectations. And this week, we will focus on those who have challenges trusting God completely. To discuss this with me, I have Minister Lania Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
So now, please join me as we pray. Father, tonight we declare that the minds and the hearts of your listeners will be opened to the truth of your word. And as revelation comes, they will experience the transformation they have been longing for and are set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, have you noticed that trusting God is a central theme throughout the Bible?
Yes.
Yes. Yet, in spite of this, many Christians today still struggle with trusting God completely in the midst of many challenges in life, like the disappointment of the people they love so dearly, the ongoing failure at trying to control things, and the uncertainties of the future. We have heard the Lord say over and over again to us personally, and to many people we minister to, trust me, trust me, trust me. And we are more conscious than ever that trusting God is what he requires of us as we navigate difficult times. Now the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Jeremiah, yes, in Jeremiah 17, 78, he says this. He said, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit. Now, what is God saying? It seems clear to me that we are being told that the person who trusts God will prosper and will do well during difficult times. And the question is why? Because God will be their source of life, helping them to victoriously navigate through such difficult times. The troubling question again is this. Why are so many Christians still struggling to fully trust God, especially during difficult times? The interesting fact is this. Many say they trust God, but their actions say the complete opposite. So tonight, we will dive into a few reasons why many struggle to trust God. These are based on our experiences and our interaction with people we have encountered. And so clearly, this is hindering spiritual growth. Yes? As we address these hindrances, our aim is to offer the living word, which has the power to interpret and reveal the true thoughts and secret motives of our hearts, so that many will hear what the word says and be delivered.
So true. You know, Apostle, one of the main reasons I've found is, you know, a lack of understanding or knowledge of this God that we say we serve.
Amen.
Because, I mean, it's impossible to trust a God that you don't know. And, you know, many people, their knowledge of God is actually based on other people's experiences or, you know, what others say about him. And, you know, this is often because we kind of too lazy or too busy to actually go into the Bible and see what the Word of God says about this God that we serve for ourselves. And so, people who fail to do this, you know, it is so difficult for them to trust God because they're full of all these misconceptions or incomplete information about God's character, His love, and His plans for their lives. Which means that in difficult times, they struggle so much to fully trust Him. But you know what, radio friends? I encourage you tonight to take time to know God, as David said, as of your vital necessity, so that you could trust this one who you say you love. You see, we have to know His heart of love towards us. Nobody could teach us that. We have to have that revelation as we go through the Word and we encounter Him. We also have to know what pleases Him. We have to know what He requires of us and to know His standards. And you know, when we don't do this, the words of Prophet Hosea ring so loud. He said, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." So, radio friends, again, take time in the Word of God to truly know your God.
Amen.
Amen, Minister Alenia. And you know, another reason is because of past hurts and trauma.
So true, eh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can tell you of many individuals who have been so hurt by others or who have experienced such deep emotional wounds. And so they, as a result of that, they have been struggling to believe that God is trustworthy. And I myself could certainly relate to something like this because I've been down that road. And so this is why I can see someone who has endured a difficult childhood that has been marked by abuse or neglect or anything in that arena, they often find it challenging to trust in a loving and caring God. And you know, similarly, there are persons who have faced such betrayal or disappointment from people, you know, who are so really close to them, people who they really trust in, and tend to project these feelings onto their relationship. These things tend to project these feelings onto their relationship with God. And what is the result? They fearing that He too might let them down or abandon them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my radio friends, if this is your situation, the Word of God is saying to you tonight is that He is close to the brokenhearted and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. So forget the former things. Forget those past hurts. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. This is God's word to you from Isaiah 43, chapters 18 to 19.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. And you know, yet there's another reason that I found, and that is doubt and uncertainty. Now, many of us suffer from this. And oftentimes you will find that the root of this is, you know, at some dark time in your life when you felt that you really needed God the most. And you believed, because you couldn't see Him, you couldn't trace His hand, that He was not there, He was not around. And as a result of that, you know, we begin to doubt that God is real. We begin to doubt that He is good. And it's oftentimes because we felt that He abandoned us when we needed His protection, when we needed Him the most. And I'm telling you, this is huge. This is a key reason for a lack of trust in many adults, many adult Christians. And so what we find is that such persons often wonder, well, you know, if this God is so good as the Bible says, why did all these bad things happen to me? If He was so loving and caring as the Bible says, you know, why would He allow this? Where was He at these times? And so this leads them to have a sense of uncertainty about whether this God could really be relied upon.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, radio friends? Mm. If I am speaking to you tonight, the word of the Lord to you is that God is faithful, reliable, trustworthy, and therefore ever true to his promise. And he can be depended on. Because by him you were called into companionship and participation with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Trust him.
Amen. Yes.
Yes, and you know, Apostle, another reason is that desire that we all have for self-reliance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, independence. Yes.
You know, we all are in a culture, in a world that glorifies independence and self-sufficiency. We like to depend on ourselves. And some people resist trusting and surrendering to God because they prefer to rely solely on their own self, on their own abilities, and their own resources.
True. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? People like that, they always run ahead of God because they see surrender as a form of weakness.
Mm.
And that wrong belief is that they should be able to handle everything on their own without needing God, without needing divine intervention. But this desire for self-reliance certainly hinders our willingness to trust God and trust God completely, yes, and surrender to his guidance. But for those of us who are like that, the word of the Lord to anyone who operates like this can be found in Proverbs 28 and verse 26, which says, "Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe." So tonight, my radio friends, ask God for wisdom, for his wisdom, and choose to walk in wisdom.
Amen. Yes. We see that another barrier that is rampant upon many is pride and stubbornness. Whoa. We know pride is dangerous.
Yes.
Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And when pride comes, then comes disgrace. Yes. You're kind of like trotting behind pride. Disgrace, trotting behind pride. Yes. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. And Proverbs 16:5 says, "Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished." So, my friends, pride is a significant barrier to trusting God. This is what it does. It can prevent people from admitting their need for help or guidance.
Yes.
Yes. People who are proud or stubborn, they resist acknowledging their weakness or vulnerabilities. They prefer to maintain an image of strength and self-sufficiency. Is that true?
Yes, very true.
This prideful attitude really hinders the ability to trust God and rely on his wisdom and provision. Now, the word of the Lord to you, my friends, in Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." So you know what to do? Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will do what? He will lift you up. So as we close tonight, let us say together, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise the Lord." Yes. Amen. Now join us as we pray. Father, in the powerful name of Jesus, we humbly bow before you as we lift your precious people. I come against that spirit of fear, of uncertainty, of self-centeredness, of sinful habits and pride and stubbornness, this lack of knowledge and worldly influences that really hinder your people from trusting you completely. And so I break the stronghold of doubt and unbelief, and I command that your people be set free today to trust you and serve you wholeheartedly, my Lord. You are faithful and you are loving God. And tonight, I thank you for revealing yourself to each and every person, and let much grace be released upon your people as they begin to experience the change they have been longing for. And together we say amen and amen. Amen. Now, this is Apostle Janice James saying, we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. In our next session on April the 13th, we will continue to help you to grow spiritually as you draw closer to God and to succeed in your daily life. Together with my team, we say,
God is good.
Goodbye.